to Unstoppable, the podcast, where we dig deep into next level dreams, living intuitively and powerfully. Real talk, sarcasm, the mindset like a boss approach to make your magic happen in today's changing world.
You'll find it all right here, badass.
Now let's get to it with your host and positivity powerhouse, the mindset boss lady, Nicole Eisler.
And welcome back to another amazing episode of Unstoppable, the podcast. Nicole here. Love being with you here in this space. So happy when you join me. Now, this is, we all have problems, right? Do we? I mean, a lot of people like to talk about problems, but have you ever had a problem pop up? No matter how hard you try, you just cannot stop thinking about it. Maybe it is, and I don't even like to categorize things as problems, but it's something we all identify with because I just don't believe that your life is one big problem to solve. I think that life is so much more than that, but we can feel like something keeps coming up. It's a problem, like, oh, this old problem. Why can't I stop worrying about that problem? It already happened. It happened a long time ago. Maybe it's something about your relationship. Because you feel there's some problems there, or something at work. Oh my goodness, I remember sitting in so many meetings in my when I worked in companies and with teams, and listening to the problem being talked about over and over and over again, mulling it around. The problem is, you know, because the problem is we keep focusing on the problem. But maybe it's something specifically. Maybe you have an overbearing boss. Maybe you don't like the decisions that are being made right now. A lot of changes happening in companies, restructuring, how they're going to actually do business, whether they move with certain decisions or being mandated to move with certain decisions. So it's creating a lot of chaos. But maybe it's about something that happened with your family. There's just so many fun areas that we could have things pop up. Maybe you have guilt trips from your mother or something your sister said, but usually whatever this is, right, it tends to, no matter what's popping up throughout your day, no matter what's popping up in your mind, it always comes back to this one area that you maybe just don't really feel very happy with. And that's what I want to talk about on this week's show, because there are some magical things you can do. I say magical because when you bring changes to an area of your life that feels like a problem, and suddenly it feels different, it's not showing up in that way, and you feel so different, so open and expansive about it, that feels like magic just happened. Am I right? Like, what happened that was such a problem before? And I have this happen for clients all the time, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, this feels so different. I can't believe what is happening now and the way that things are unfolding. Right? And I always want you to feel and realize and recognize, remind yourself that you have options. You are not stuck with anything. You are not stuck with the way things feel. And we're not just going to talk about problems. Why this topic when you worry about old problems? Because I actually love talking about dreams. I love working with women like you who dream big. But what I've discovered over the years of coaching and working with my clients is that too many women cannot even get to their dreams. They cannot even seem to dream beyond their most immediate or most painful problem, right? Sure, they want more. You might want more. Oh, yes, I want more. I know I'm meant for more, and I always feel it, even if I don't know what it is. But what happens throughout your day? Where does all your time, energy, and focus go? Is it to that? Is it to discovering and opening up and expanding on your big dreams? Or is it what is not working for you? That's what I tend to see. That's why women come to work with me, of course. They're like, I don't understand. I want this, but all I focus on is this, right? And when you know that you are meant for more, you might see things out in the world or in a movie and you think, wouldn't that be nice? I feel like that's speaking to me. But mostly your mind is, if you were to be honest and take a step back and assess, where is my mind fixated? What do I think about the most? What am I focused on most of the time? It's not that dreamy thing you see in a movie or out in the world. It's probably on what is not working, and you get stuck worrying about those old problems? Is this ringing your bell a little bit? You know, something that happened long ago, or you worry about the same old problem that it's, I just don't want that to happen again. I hear that a lot as well. Like, well, you know, I'm just afraid of repeating this pattern. I'm afraid of repeating the past, but not taking any action because we're afraid of that old problem coming back again is part of the pattern, right? It's part of the pattern. And if you're stuck in a pattern or you've tolerated something you don't want for so long that it's to the point where it's almost all you think about, this needs to change if you want to do something different with your life. And it only magnifies that issue when you stay there. It makes it appear bigger and harder to change because it's been that way for so long, or, you know, I don't even know where to begin. You might have thoughts like that. What it doesn't do is make your magic happen, to focus on that. It doesn't make you feel more powerful or possible. And two things happen when you're dwelling on that old problem. The dwelling part just seems to stop your immediate pain or distress. You can be like, oh, because you're thinking about it. Maybe you're regurgitating it. Maybe you're ruminating on it. You're giving it. But it's kind of like when something hurts, right? You have a sore muscle and you put some pressure on the muscle and it can really kind of relieve that temporarily. But then you stop and then the pain is back and the tenderness is back and now it's still there. It hasn't healed yet. Right, just if I have a tender muscle and I just rub the muscle for 2 seconds, oh, that feels a little better, and then I let it go, it's not healed, right? Everything does take time to heal, but I think that when it comes to our energetic healing and our mindset and what we want to focus on, that could be super immediate. That can feel so immediate. We can take that so much faster. I don't care how long something's been there. I've had clients who have had pain in their past for so long, they've never been able to what they call let it go, because that's one of the phrases that gets thrown around. And when we just, a little few tweaks, turn around, shift it. It's not, oh my goodness, I never looked at it like this. I never understood it like that. It's never felt this way before. This is incredible, right? But when we're focusing on the problem, or when, like I know when I'm ruminating, that I feel like I'm acting on the problem trying to solve it. So ruminating can give you a false sense of taking action. If you're having a played out, do you ever have this? So you have a conversation with someone, it didn't go well. And then you ruminate about it and you're thinking about it and what you should have said, or if they come back again, this is how I'll. And so you can feel in that moment that you're actually changing something, but what you're actually probably doing is getting more upset about it. It's not healing anything. I mean, there's a way to do this, of course, where you can heal it, but you can feel like you're taking action on a situation that is creating this stress for you. Again, this is, though, a short-term kind of false sense of resolving it, because then, let's say, next day comes, but it's not really any different. The situation isn't any different. Maybe there's still tension there. Maybe there's still, you know, hurt feelings, things like this. Rumination just really gives us a sort of attempt, right, to solve what feels unsolvable. And I'm telling you, if there's anything in your life that is creating stress or pain or issues for you, and it is putting, kind of pumping the brakes on the direction you want to go and what you want for your life, and it is blocking you from getting what you want or living your dream, it can seem so unsolvable, but I promise you, there is always something you can do. There are always options. You might not like them all, but it's important to talk about this, because if we're only fixated on the problems in our life, especially the old ones that have a pattern or a history or happened a long time ago, but if you really let yourself think about it, you still get the icky feelings about it. That is one that is absolutely holding you back from experiencing the life you want to be living. And when we experience the life we want to be living, let's talk about that for a second. It's not that we won't ever have challenging situations, people say hurtful things, someone turn their back on you. This is part of our experience, because not everyone is having our experience. They're doing what they do, and they see life the way they see life, and it has nothing to do with us, but it can certainly make an impact on what your life feels like. But the key is that you are first showing up for yourself and you are saying, but what do I want to focus on? I don't want my mind spinning my wheels thinking about the same things that upset me over and over and over again. Even if in the moment it feels good because you're telling them off or you're running away or you're ending the relationship before it got to the hurt part, like, oh, I should have just ended that sooner, and you visualize it in your mind, you can feel like, okay, I've done it. Yay, I've solved it. But then you realize, no, I haven't. I haven't actually changed that in a way I want. And I have to, I would say in my practice, like at least 80% of the clients I work with come to me from a place of that distress. I can't heal this. I haven't been able no matter what I do, no matter what I try, I can't change this pattern. Things just seem to always happen like this. I have tried this. I've tried that. I've done this. I've gone to therapy. I've taken these courses. I've read these books. I've read the blogs. I've done all these things, but I still feel this pattern in my life, or I still see this, or I still think about that time when, and it still upsets me, right? So they're so like down and out about where they are in life, or they feel so tired and so wore out that they almost cannot go on anymore. And what they're actually stressing about is old problems. Old problems that they've reached the point where they're just no longer able to tolerate it. And, you know, of our 60 to 70,000 thoughts that we have daily, nearly 75 to 80% of those thoughts are from yesterday and the day before that and the week before that, the year before that, years ago, right? They're just leftovers. They're just churning right into the next day, into the next day, into the next day. Of course, we can start to change that by focusing where you, like your mindset, where you're putting that consciously. And this is really key and important. I think that all the problems of our past, and this is the experience I've had for myself, but also with all my clients that I'm working with, there are answers for you in those problems. I'm telling you that those problems, instead of worrying about them, thinking about them in the same way that you have for so long, for so many years, what if we thought about those old problems differently? What if we looked at them instead of being a problem or a pain point? What if we looked at that instead as your answer to what you actually want? Because I believe that those obstacles, those things that are obstructing your energy, they're creating a dis-ease, dysfunction in your energy flow and your focus. I believe if we change that, and you can, right? This is what we do. We transform the energy. If we do that, now you're creating magic, because now you're saying, I know exactly what did not work for me. I know you can also get answers like, what did I need to hear in that conversation that I did not receive, and be able to give that to yourself? You know, when clients bring things to me, we don't just regurgitate and tell me what you're feeling. And then they tell me everything and it's awful and it's bad. And I say, oh, okay. And then they come back next time and tell me the same thing. That's not what we do, right? I really want them to observe what is happening for them energetically, emotionally, what happened for them in that experience. Because as the participant, it's all going so fast and it's happening so fast and it's creating this emotional imprint in you. And you walk away and you're almost like dazed and confused. I don't know what just happened. Right? Or a big disappointment happens in your life and you think, oh, I didn't work. And then the ego will create something for you to reason it out. Like, you must not have worked hard enough. You didn't try enough. You didn't show up big enough. You didn't, oh, see, I don't have what it takes. I didn't do what they do. It works for them. It won't work for me. How come everyone else is getting what they want, but I don't? These are types of thoughts and patterns that are really about old problems. And I have when we're really looking at, or you're worrying about an old problem, and or you are worrying about the future, they're the same thing. So what I mean by that is, when you're worried about your future, what if this doesn't work? Where am I ever going to go? What am I going to do? How are things going to work out for me? I'm so scared. I'm afraid. You're actually worrying about old problems, because those old problems are creating the same fear and the same angst and the same worry But you're thinking, but I'm looking at my future and I'm worried about my future. I'm worried that the dreams won't happen for me. I'm worried. I had a client recently and when we actually got on underneath the layers, she realized that she was just worried that her dreams would never happen for her because they have not so far, which to me is an old problem. Even though she was worrying about her future and avoiding taking action on her dreams because she was so consumed by old patterns, old problems. All of this, though, I think it's a golden opportunity. If you are worried about old problems, it is an actual sign that you could make anything you want happen. We can use that to your favor. So when things are showing up in a way that do not feel good and you're ruminating about it, instead of ruminating about it, recognize that you're doing that, right? We're going to talk about a few tips here before we leave today. But most definitely, when I'm working with someone and I ask them what they want, like right now, just even if you pause this, what do you really want? Not what do you think you can have, because that's sometimes that default answer. You'll go for what you think is safe, what you think you can have, anything to avoid what? What's happened in the past. Anything to avoid disappointment. But what do I really want? Like if I could have anything, and you can, if you could have anything, and you can, what would you really want? The mind can sometimes, you go, I don't know. I mean, there's so much to choose from, or I don't know. And then sometimes what can happen is what? Those old problems start kicking up dust. You can't have what you want. Look at how many times you failed. You can't have what you want. What would everybody think? Oh, if you really did that, then, you know, so-and-so would get mad at you. Or like how many women is this resonating with you? How many women are not going for what they really want because they are afraid that someone will not approve. Someone will think they're too full of themselves. Like when women actually start to get really successful and they're really doing an amazing job, there's some weird fear like, oh, well, I shouldn't talk about that. I can't share my success. People think I'm being boastful. You know, like all of a sudden, I'll shine so bright, but then I'll put it away. Which is, again, an old problem because somewhere along the way, something has happened or someone said something that became personal for you that was internalized, and that is creating these patterns that's, one, could be holding you back. It could be making it just impossible for you to even think about or bring any clarity around the area of what is it that I am dreaming about, because that's really what we're talking about here. What I really want to bring focus to is that I see a pattern for women who want more and they know they're here for more, they're meant for more, but they can't see past their most immediate problem or their most immediate pain. And that's where their focus stops. So they get very fixated on that and they're not seeing beyond that. And let me tell you that the only thing standing between you and what you really want, that life that you really dream about, whatever it is that you want to be doing and experiencing, is your most immediate, biggest pain point, biggest problem, because that is what is so distracting. You know, if I'm on my way out the door and I am going to go have some fun, and on the way out, I just slam my foot right into the wall and I stub my toe. That's pretty distracting. That's a pain point. But when it's in life, that pain point, it's almost like you're stubbing your toe every second, right? It's distracting and it's taking your mind in a place you don't want to be. This just happens all the time. And but the ruminating part, the cool part is actually when we're ruminating, what it really means, you do want a solution. I want this to go away. This is bothering me. But just noticing that, oh yeah, I ruminate. In fact, I was talking with a great lady over the weekend and she was saying, oh yeah, sometimes I do. I just have to marinate in it and I ruminate about it a little bit. And we all do it. We all do it from time to time. But when I do it, and how do you notice that you're ruminating? Because let's be clear, identifying what is the actual problem, what you don't like or want. And you may think, but it happened in the past. There's nothing I can do about it. And I'm telling you, that's a lie. there is something you can do about it. You cannot like erase it. You can't change the way things went down. You can't change what someone said or didn't say. You can't make them take their words back. What you can do, though, is change how that experience feels for you. But I want to be clear that identifying what's the actual problem, what you're ruminating about that you don't like, doesn't actually change anything, right? It's not the same as stopping it from continuing to happen, stopping the ruminating thought, stopping, and I don't even know, you know, in some situations, until you bring the healing, it's going to come up for you because it's your way of telling yourself this needs either some TLC, this needs some attention, you need to make some changes, you need to not go back for more, I don't know, you need to change the way you're blaming yourself, like there's so many variables and versions of this because I don't know what it might be that you're ruminating about. If it's a relationship, for example, that's having some pain or it has a disconnect, yeah, that might come up until there's some healing, or it might come up until you realize that just needs to be the way that it is right now and it's time for me to focus on myself. Right? And there's, again, different ways to look at this. But this is where most women get stuck, because if you're fixating and ruminating about the problem, but you don't move into action to change something until it's so bad or you cannot tolerate it anymore or you feel so broken or you're trying to avoid it or suppress it or shove it down so hard that that just isn't happening anymore. Because when you're ready to heal something, your higher self's going to let you know that. So how do you stop fixating on old problems so that you can get on with your badass dreams and take your mind beyond the wall that your problem has built for you? Like, nope, can't let you see past this. Remember this problem. Remember, you're not good enough. Remember, nobody wants what you have. Remember, you failed a bajillion times. Remember, you never know. You never finish anything you start. Remember that every time you step out, they get mad at you. Remember that that one time when you were bullied, when you said how you really felt and they threw it back in your face. See, those are old problems. They're really old experiences that need to be repurposed. But there's a connection as well. And I love to help my clients figure out the connection between their old problems and their higher purpose, because there is one. If you have a pattern of old problems happening for you and you don't like it and you're experiencing things you don't want to be experiencing, hello, who hasn't? But you can use that and take it and figure out what it actually means for you, because you create the meaning and the purpose for why these things are happening, but in a way that empowers you and is purposeful. Can you say freedom? That's like freaking liberating. You're not just ruminating about problems. Boring. Oh my goodness. So boring, right? So how do you stop? How do we stop this so that you can get on with those badass dreams? I pulled a card before recording the show today, and I pulled the Queen of Focused Action. What? Yes, it's so perfect. When you become the Queen of Focused Action, what does that mean? That means you, my friend, you are choosing and selecting your point of focus, your mindset. You are setting your mind on what you want to happen. You are setting your mind on what you want to be thinking, experiencing, and having happen for you. So let's just, it's not just noticing that you're ruminating. Oh, I'm thinking about that thing again. Oh yeah, I ruminate a lot. Because that's what I'll hear. Like, oh yeah, I ruminate all the time. Drives me crazy. Because I feel like I can't change it. I feel like my mind just does that. It does. But you can change it from there if you notice that you notice. I notice that I'm ruminating about that. What would make me feel better about it right now? You know, well, I'm ruminating about it, and then they said this, and I felt bad, and I did this, and nothing happened, and I should have said this, but I didn't say that. Why was it perfect for me? I love, this happened to me over the weekend. I had some things coming up in my mind, not making me feel very good. And I was like, wow, this is some deep stuff. And so at first, you know, it was ruminating, right? It was going through. And then finally, I was like, oh, wait, why is this coming up for me right now? And then what you have to get really good at is listening internally. But when I say listening internally, I also like what memory pops up, who pops in, what feeling comes up. There's typically a time in your life that will pop in when you ask a question like, and my question to myself was, okay, first I set the intention. I want to heal this. I don't want to feel like this. Why is this coming up for me right now? And then I ask more questions. What is it reminding me of? And I was having different times in my life come up, and I just start asking questions and listening. And I go, okay, yep, that makes sense. Wow, that really makes sense. But when you're doing this, I want you to really be there for yourself. Don't do the like, oh, why can't you just stop thinking about that already? That's the typical approach, isn't it? Why can't you just stop thinking about that? Why are you even letting that bother you? Which is usually something someone else said to you anyway. Why are you even letting that bother you? My God, why don't you just get over it already? It's terrible to talk to yourself in a way like that. Why can't you just let that go? Why don't you just get over it already? I know. Or women will say, I know. I should just let it go already. I'll say, well, I don't know. Are you ready to repurpose it? I don't know if it's about letting it go. I think it's about learning. I don't think it's about just forgetting about it already. I think it's about bringing presence to what needs healing for you. And it starts with being aware when you're ruminating. Check in with your body. I knew I was doing it because my body, I was having feelings of like anxiety. I was feeling like I wanted to cry. And I should just say to myself, just knock it off already? Isn't that what everybody else has probably done to us? I don't think you need any more of that. What I think you need is more healing and more love and more compassion. So instead I said, wow, there's something really deep coming up for me. And I really, it was like a lily pad. It hopped from one thing to another, and it took me all the way back 26 years ago. No, well, let's calculate, about 20 years ago. Still. It was something that was happening in my morning, present time, that was kicking up stuff. And as I worked through it and kept asking questions from a place of power, place of love, right? A place of healing, it kept going back and it kept bringing the, and then this reminded me of that and that reminded me of that. And I thought, oh my gosh, yes. Right? And I reminded myself, you know, it's true that that's coming up, but I'm going to be okay because I might have made different decisions if I did that again, but I didn't know then, right? You have to remind yourself, you didn't know what you know now, then. You weren't who you are today. All of this learning and all of this processing, this is what has been preparing you for your bigger dream and your bigger vision. This stuff, worrying about old problems, feels like what's been holding you back. But I'm telling you that if you look at it from a different perspective and you start to really get good at helping yourself heal, it is what is actually going to unlock your someday box. It is what is actually going to help you recognize, acknowledge that you are already ready for your next big dream and your big vision. That you can change what you don't like. Why? Because you're better at it. You know more than you knew then. You are a different person than you were then. You've learned more. You have more wisdom on your side. You absolutely know how not to do it. Right? We have to make sense of the nonsense. We have to look for, if you look for the message and the lesson. So I started to ask myself questions too. Like, what have you learned since then? How did that make you better at who you are? How did it make you more clear about who you are? What did it teach you about yourself? It taught me how bad I really want this. It taught me that I can get out of any situation. That was the worst situation I've ever been in. It taught me that actually, in my case, what I was healing, I actually discovered that in the situation took me all the way back to the root, I turned help away. I was so independent, I said, nope, I don't need that. I'm going to do it on my own. And I actually wasn't in a great position at the time, and I should have accepted the help, which was rightfully mine. But I was putting guilt on myself. See, this is the stuff we do, right? It happens for me too. But the beautiful thing is, when you start to learn this and recognize it, and I believe I went through all of these things, this is what why I have such a huge heart and why I love holding space for women I work with, because I really do understand. I understand all the pressure we put on ourselves. I understand the way that we just think we're supposed to be perfect and know it all, and how we're never supposed to let anyone down, and we just want to help everyone with everything. I get it all. I see all of it, and I do understand it, but I want to help you look for the message or the lesson. If we can do that, so now this is when you start to change a negative experience or a negative thing from the past into wisdom. And you start to say, wow, I am actually going to get really good at being there for myself. That's what I want to help with. That's what makes you unstoppable. Right? When you create new meaning and purpose for whatever hurt you, the experience, that's when you heal. That's when it's not about letting it go. It's about letting you heal. There isn't anything you need to let go of. But there may be things you need to heal. And to me, that feels more tangible. Right? I'm not flying a kite and I need to let the kite go. This is when we can heal it. Now I can make it tangible. I can feel those feelings. I can change the way I'm thinking about something and actually be there for myself. This is what you can do, and this is when healing starts to occur, and that's what this is all about. Because when you do that, when you support yourself, when you come from a place of support and healing, and you're not just ruminating, you're not just worrying about old problems, you're actually seeing those problems as the answers to your future, and that's what they are. That's what they are, 100%. They are there for you, and they are just waiting for you to alchemize. They are just waiting for you to transform the energy and the meaning and the purpose to something that serves you, and you will open up the gateway for every dream that you've ever wanted that you didn't even know you wanted. You didn't even know you wanted it because those old problems kept popping up and blocking your view, blocking your downloads, blocking your flow. Right? But they are actually the answer to all of your big dreams. And that's just what I want to drop with you this week. And I want you to realize that and recognize that, and that you have the power to transform them. And if you feel stuck with that, you're not sure where to begin, that is when you reach out, and I am here for you. This is time to be queen of focused action. We can do this. I know you can do this. If I did it, you can do it too. I'll be back with another great episode. Have fun. Have fun transforming those old problems into your future solutions. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is about. You go do that and you're on fire. I'll talk with you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening, badass. Give a click on the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode, and visit online at themindsetbosslady.com. Until next time, trust your first feel, not your second thought. You got this, and you are unstoppable.